Good afternoon. My name is Ivy Poon, Dr. Poon, and I'm from Texas Southern University. I'm very excited today to present to you a project that is funded by CMS. And the title of this project is called The Medication, Managing Medication Adherence in Elderly Hypertensive Patients Through Pharmacist Home Visit. The idea about the pharmacist home visits first started when after the hurricane and also the Allison flood in the city of Houston a couple years ago. And there's a very strong need in the community to help the senior to do medication reconciliation. So this is when this idea first started. There's a strong need, and then we start with some smaller projects. And then we applied to the CMS and was very proud to be funded. And so I'm going to present the project overview and also give you some preliminary results. Okay, so I would like to say that I do not have any financial relationship with with commercial interests relevant to this presentation within the past 12 months. Now, we would like to focus on hypertension among African American patients. This is because this is the ethnic groups that is associated with the highest prevalence among all the other ethnic groups. And also, when we look at with time, with years, the prevalence has increased. And what we found is that among patients who are older, they're more likely to develop chronic disease such as hypertension. So the older they get, the more likely they are with uncontrolled blood pressure, and the more likely that they are on multiple medications. Now, among those African Americans who were diagnosed with hypertension, we found that their blood pressure tends to be harder to control, and also they might have presentation earlier in life, so it could get frustrating. They could have high blood pressure for a very long period of time and still is not controlled, and some of them are already giving up. They thought they could never be controlled. Maybe that's something that they used to have and they will have also. So also, if they have an uncontrolled blood pressure, they are at higher risk for having complications such as stroke, cerebrovascular disease, cardiovascular disease, and mortality too. So what we found is one of the biggest causes for uncontrolled blood pressure is medication non-adherence. And this is because hypertension is a disease state that requires daily intake of medication. That's just part of the requirement, that they have to take medication every day. And if they don't take the meds every day, then their blood pressure will be uncontrolled. So we have identified several causes for medication non-adherence, and this is a list for the causes. The most common cause that we have observed is the complexity of the treatment. And this is because among the senior, if they have multiple chronic illnesses, if they're taking something for hypertension, something for diabetes, for hyperlipidemia, and it could easily add up together. That's not my phone. Whose phone is it?
Yeah.
So it could easily add up together, and then causes polypharmacy issue, so which is a major concern. Okay. Now, so getting to the study, the purpose of the study is to reduce health disparity in blood pressure control by improving medication adherence among African-American Medicare beneficiary population age 65 years and older. An objective of the program are to achieve blood pressure control rate of 50% among the patients. The second objective is to achieve patient medication adherence rate of at least 90%. And in this program, the patient will be given an automated blood pressure machine, so we would like for at least 95% of the patient use the machine during the duration of the study. Also, we would like for them to improve the hypertension awareness and knowledge by the end of the study by at least 10%. The primary outcome of this study is the blood pressure control rate, which is defined by the JNC7 guidelines, according to, depends on if they have diabetes, if they have chronic kidney disease, then we use a different blood pressure goal versus the rest of the population. So the blood pressure control rate at the beginning of the study and after 6 months of intervention, the pre and post difference in blood pressure control rate is the primary outcome. The secondary outcome of the study is the mean changes in blood pressure. And that could mean mean change in systolic and diastolic blood pressure. And the self-reported medication adherence, self-monitoring behavior by using the blood pressure machine, and also hypertension knowledge and awareness. Patients are being recruited from the following sources. We try to recruit patients in the Houston area. And so the first strategy was we went to the independent living facility and also senior apartment complexes. And also we also try to reach out to community center groups and the local senior groups. And what we found is after we have recruited a certain amount of patients, we have been getting a lot of referrals through our clients too. So if a senior receive service from the program, they feel good about it, they're very likely to refer someone, maybe their friend, their spouse, to be enrolled into the program too. Now, each one of the patients, if they are recruited or enrolled into the study, they will get a $20 gift card at the first visit and a $40 gift card at 6 months home visit. And also, they will receive a 3 automated blood pressure machine. And additionally, they will receive a one-on-one, one-hour consultation with a clinical pharmacist. All the pharmacists that that are contracted with us, they are registered pharmacists in the state of Texas. They also receive a 3-hour training about this project and also about how to educate patients, how to motivate patients on blood pressure control. So additionally, the patient will be given a booklet about what is hypertension, what is DASH diet, how to eat a low-salt diet, how to be active. So so those are the things that they will receive as a by participating in the study. Now, these are some examples for the blood pressure machines that we have been giving out to the patients. One very important rule is depends on the size, the arm size of the patient, we give different machines. A lot of times clinical, as a clinician, it's very easy for clinician to just give any machine regardless of their arm size. But we need to pay particular attention to what is their arm size, because if we use an incorrect arm size machine, it's going to result in error reading. So the one on the left is a regular machine that we're giving out, and the one on the right is the extra large machine. We also provide a thigh size cuff, which is the jumbo size for patients whose arm circumference is greater than 40 centimeters. So. Now, as far as methodology of the study, we planned to, what we did was we collect baseline data at the first home visit, and then we send pharmacists out for the first home visit. And then the pharmacist will go back to the same patient's home at 6 months. In the meantime, our pharmacy intern will call the patient every other week to make sure that they are keeping up with the blood pressure monitoring. And then at the end, we'll collect the data and perform analysis. So during the home visits, the pharmacists, they will assess medication adherence. We use a standardized scale, which is called the Marinsky scale. It's a 4-item questionnaire where we ask the patient if they are adherent to the medication. The pharmacist will also assess hypertension knowledge. There's a questionnaire that we use. It's a 9-item questionnaire to test on basic measures about how much they know about high blood pressure. We also, the pharmacists also educate them on how to use the machine. We tell the pharmacist to show the patient how to use the machine and then ask the patient to show it to them, how they would use it if they are alone at home. Also, the pharmacist will review the medication, perform a comprehensive medication review at the patient's home, including the prescription and non-prescription medication. And the pharmacist will create a medication list for the patient to take the next time when they go to see a doctor. And last, the pharmacist will also counsel on lifestyle modifications, such as DASH diet, exercise. So in the meantime, because the pharmacists go out in the first month, and then the pharmacist will go out at 6 months, in the meantime, we hope the improvement in the behavior will be maintained by pharmacy intern calls. So our pharmacy interns will call the patient and just to check on them and see, are you using your machine, and then to review the list of medication and make sure they adhere to their meds. We do have some preliminary results. As of October of this year, we have recruited 380 patients. There are 25 patients who decided not to continue with this, not to have the first home visit before we start with the intervention. And there are 5 patients who are dropped out after the first home visit, including 2 who died unrelated to the study. 1 who is in jail until 2014, and then 2 voluntary withdrawal from the study. So about 320 patients had received the first visit, and we are actively calling them. There are about 30 patients or so who are still waiting for a pharmacist to visit their home. The mean age for the among the 350 that we have enrolled is 75 years old. About 82% of them are female, and the BMI mean is 30.7, and which is classified as obesity. And the mean years of hypertension diagnosis is 18 years. Oops. So this shows the breakdowns for the recruitment sites. The most successful recruitment sites has been community senior groups. We have very active seniors that are enrolled into a program. We have seniors who have regular meetings together. So regardless if they're in the program or not, they're meeting anyways. So senior groups is very successful way to recruit this group of individuals. Followed by assisted living facility and also faith-based organizations such as church groups, and also refer by patient. This is an example for the baseline data that we have. And what I really want to point out is the first item is surprisingly about 37% of the patient, they said that sometimes they forget to take their meds. So it actually happens. They are saying that it happens. And then the rest of the question also goes with the flow, but due to time limitation, I'll move on to the next slide. Now, this is the primary outcome that we try to achieve, is the percent of patients with blood pressure control. At baseline, which is at the first home visit, we have found that out of the 320 that we have, about 30% of them has controlled blood pressure. Now, after the first pharmacist home visit, there is a sharp increase in the percent of patients who have controlled blood pressure. And then it has sort of like plateaued, and then behavior has been maintained and sort of improved towards the course of the intervention. We haven't started with our 6 months home visits yet, so the hope is by 6 months, the patient will, a lot of them will have controlled blood pressure. If 70 or 80% of them has controlled blood pressure, the program staff and everyone is going to be so excited. It's very encouraging for our pharmacists to know too. So challenges. One of the biggest challenges is to persuade the pharmacist to adapt this new role. because pharmacists have been so adept to stay behind the counter and dispensing medication. Now we're asking these pharmacists to be trained to provide counseling for 1 hour and actually go to patients' home. So this is a real new role, very innovative, very unique role for these pharmacists. And also the cup size, as I mentioned before, is also very important. Patient availability. We have a very active group of seniors out there. With the telephone call, it's hard to catch them. Sometimes a lot of them, they leave the house at 9, don't come back home until 4, because they're at a senior center like for the whole day. So it's hard to catch them. The telephone call has been pretty hard to find them. Sometimes we call them after hours, at nighttime, and early in the morning also helps. So lessons learned include what we have discussed. The senior groups is very effective means to recruit these patients. The blood pressure self-monitoring will help with self-management of high blood pressure. We have here a lot of cases that the senior actually tell us how appreciate they are for getting this blood pressure machine, because they can finally have a direct correlation for what they eat versus what their results are. If they had bacon this morning, or if they had Chinese takeout last night, then their blood pressure will be higher the next day. So a lot of them find correlation and say, oh yeah, this is why. You know, without the machine, they wouldn't be able to find that out, because they're going to the doctor like every 3 months or so. So the last slide is policy implication. We think that the pharmacist home visit is very beneficial, and also the blood pressure machine is very beneficial. In the future, maybe one day, if these services are being reimbursed so that the patient with hypertension could have it, it will be tremendous benefit for the patient. Thank you.